This is the Composer's Datebook for January 9th. I'm John Burge. In January of 1939, the famous jazz clarinetist Benny Goodman was playing each night at New York's Paramount Theater. On today's date that year, he also appeared on the stage of Carnegie Hall. The occasion was the American premiere of a new chamber trio by the Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, commissioned by Goodman at the suggestion of Bartók's compatriot, the violinist Jozef Szigeti. The work was billed as a two-movement rhapsody for clarinet, violin, and piano. Now, in 1939, Goodman was at the peak of his popularity with the swing-crazed youth of America. And the New York Times music critic felt the need to write, "There is no indication that Bartók wrote the clarinet part for Benny's clarinet, so jitterbugs reading this review have been simply wasting their time. The work is as Hungarian as goulash, and Mr. Goodman was artist enough to restrain himself from any insinuation of swing. Indeed, considering that he had probably left the stage of the Paramount Theater some minutes before he appeared on that of Carnegie Hall, the purity of his style and the bright neatness of his technique were particularly admirable." The following year, Goodman and Szigeti recorded the trio with Bartók himself at the piano. For that occasion, Bartók added a third movement, and the resulting work was retitled Contrasts. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.